three of your uncles were ministers, right?
That's correct.
Two were Church of Christ and one was Methodist.
One was Methodist. My aunt was something of a Christian Scientist, and there were eight of the siblings still living when we had family reunions. When I was a child, we had family reunions. So they had incredible religious discussions. And, of course, my Methodist minister uncle, Uncle James, who was also one of the first presidents of Southwestern at Weatherford and started the pharmacy school at Weatherford, he was Methodist. And then I had two uncles who were Church of Christ ministers. But they all would get in these terrible religious fights and get mad at each other. The parents would be saying, "We're leaving," and the car doors would slam and the family reunions would end. But they were lively places. And then, of course, my Aunt May was a songwriter, and her son, Hoyt Axton, was a great singer.
Her name was?
Mayborn Axton. She wrote Heartbreak Hotel and a lot of other things. And
Elvis Presley's first hit.
And, of course, I heard a lot of stories about that.
And you had a famous cousin, too, Hoyt Axton.
Hoyt Axton, and then James Warren, who's a humorist. And then I had another cousin who was the first art director of the Cowboy Hall of Fame in Oklahoma City. He founded the Cowboy Artists of America and started the Kerrville Art Museum for cowboy artists. So at family reunions, we had art showings. We had family members that were artists. Unfortunately, I had none of those talents. We had singings and performances by Hoyt and other people. And then we had religious discussions. Those were the three things. And then, of course, there was politics, which certainly was a lively topic of discussion because my Uncle Dale bolted the Democratic Party. And he was the state chairman of Democrats for Eisenhower, much to my father's dismay. So we had political arguments, theological discussions, country western concerts, and art showings, all at the family reunions. It was a real three-ring circus.
Was there any thought in your head that you'd too become a minister?
Well, I suppose at one time I thought I might.
Was there any time early on that you enjoyed the political world and you could see yourself drifting that way?
Yes. I really decided probably when I was 6 years old or 7 years old that I wanted to run for office and do what my dad did because I went with him. I made my first speech for him on the radio when I was 5 years old. We used to paint rocks and things because we didn't have enough money for posters and other things. But I would go with him everywhere and listen to his speeches. And those were the days, too, when they had sound trucks and you'd go into the small towns. Dad would get out on the sidewalk with a microphone on the sound truck and make speeches right there impromptu on the main streets of these little towns. It was fascinating. And I found the people fascinating. That was the most interesting thing to me was just all the kinds of people you met and how he seemed to be able to talk to and relate to, going back to his lesson, if you always learn something from everybody. He always seemed so interested in every person he met, and I think genuinely so.
Yeah.